Radio Prague News.
A former nurse has been charged with murder on suspicion that she may have performed euthanasia on a number of patients. The governor of South Moravia has made a buy Czech appeal in order to support local farmers who may be hit by the Russian sanctions. And the 21st International Bagpipe Festival is underway in the South Bohemian town of Strakonice. A former nurse who worked at a hospital in Rumburk has been charged with murder on suspicion that she may have performed euthanasia on a number of patients. The nurse allegedly claimed she was fulfilling terminally ill patients' wishes by giving them higher amounts of drugs in order to speed up their demise. Euthanasia is illegal under Czech law. The governor of South Moravia, Michal Hašek, is proposing that schools, hospitals and social service institutions in the region buy exclusively Czech food products in order to support local farmers who may be hit by the Russian sanctions. The proposal has been eagerly welcomed by the president of the South Moravian Agrarian Chamber, Václav Hlaváček, who said the chamber had been pushing the idea for some time without marked success. Hlaváček said the present political situation might paradoxically help Czech farmers and producers establish a stronger footing on the home market. The governing coalition has reworked the draft of a new civil service law reflecting a recent compromise agreement reached with the opposition parties. The new proposal does not include the establishment of a public service directorate or an independent public service top official who would govern public administration and be immune from political interference. Under the new proposal, the civil service would fall under the Interior Ministry and be overseen by a deputy minister in charge of public administration. The compromise agreement reached with the opposition caused a rift within the governing Social Democratic Party, with Minister for Human Rights Jiří Dienstbier saying that the new arrangement would fail to depoliticize the civil service as planned. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka has defended the compromise on the grounds that the country urgently needs a new civil service law. People have just one more week in which to exchange any 20 and 50 crown banknotes still in their possession. The banknotes were taken out of circulation several years ago, but according to the central bank, people still have over a quarter of a billion crowns of them in their possession. They can be exchanged at central bank outlets until next Friday. Hundreds of people living in Prague's Davice district have been at risk from E. coli bacteria, which was found to be present in tap water in the area following water pipe maintenance. The authorities reportedly pasted warnings on all blocks of flats and houses in the district, but it is not clear if the warning reached all inhabitants at risk. A number of people in the area are reportedly suffering from headaches, nausea and indigestion. Prague's 6 City Hall has criticized the city's waterworks for failing to report the problem so that it could warn its citizens properly. According to the latest reports, only one block of flats remains at risk. All other tests on tap water have proved negative. The 21st International Bagpipe Festival opened in the South Bohemian town of Strakonice on Friday with a procession of the ensembles taking part, winding its way through the city centre. Over 1,200 musicians from 17 countries the world over are taking part in the festival this year. In the course of the next 3 days, soloists and over 40 ensembles will be performing at various cultural venues around the city, including the courtyard of Strakonice Castle. The Bagpipe Festival, which first took place in 1967, is one of the cultural highlights of the year and annually attracts thousands of visitors. The coach of the Czech national soccer team, Pavel Vrba, is the latest Czech celebrity to join the Ice Bucket Challenge in support of ALS research, the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes reported on Friday. Vrba had two players douse him with a bucket of ice-cold water and nominated Education Minister Marcel Chládek. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be partly cloudy to overcast, with daytime highs hovering around 20 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.